Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 10th. The head of the Democratic National Committee joined Colorado leaders, including Governor John Hickenlooper, in calling for universal health care and putting forward a united front on health care reform. It's part of a national bus tour. Benta Berkland has more.
It's called Drive for Our Lives, and the bus is stopping in states where members of Congress, for instance, Senator Cory Gardner, voted to repeal Obamacare. Governor Hickenlooper has been an outspoken proponent of coming at the issue from a bipartisan approach. Meanwhile, DNC Chair Tom Perez played down any possible divisions within his own party. The Bernie Sanders wing of the party wants Medicare for all, whereas other Democrats prefer to fix problems with the Affordable Care Act.
I don't really see it as a divide. We believe that health care should be a right for all, not a privilege for a few. We're 90% of the way to universal health care. We got to get that last 10%.
Perez says he supports whatever approach is fastest and most effective. The Republican-controlled Senate has failed in its recent attempts to repeal and replace the ACA. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Legislation proposed by U.S. Senator Michael Bennett aims to help communities struggling economically due to the slowdown in the coal industry. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reported that Bennett introduced the Coal Community Empowerment Act last week. The act would encourage investment, workforce training, economic growth, and job creation. It designates 90 counties nationally as coal community zones, making them eligible to receive the benefits of the bill. Six Colorado counties are on the list of proposed coal community zones: Delta, Gunnison, Los Animas, Moffett, Rout, and Rio Blanco counties. Designated counties have either lost at least 50 coal mining jobs since 2011 or have at least 5% of their employed workforce in coal mining. Provisions of the proposed bill include hiring credits, tax credits, low-cost loans to build facilities in these communities, and tax incentives. The bill will be addressed when Congress reconvenes after its summer break. Yesterday marked the last day to comment on Suncor Energy's request to modify its existing refinery permit. The zip code for neighborhoods surrounding the Suncor refinery in Commerce City was recently named the nation's most polluted. Eric Gladys has this story.
Hilda Nusete with the group Protahete says Suncor has a history of violating air pollution standards, including two major toxic releases in the past year that forced surrounding communities to take shelter. She says before granting Suncor's request, the company needs to have safeguards in place, including strong fence line monitoring.
We need to make sure that they are having an emergency plan. But if any of these issues are happening and any of these malfunctions, that they have a plan in place to protect those communities living near it.
The Colorado Air Pollution Control Division is reviewing a dozen proposed changes to Suncor's operating permit. In a statement, the Canadian-based company said the changes would, on whole, be beneficial to the environment, and several would result in fewer toxic emissions. The 80216 zip code, which includes neighborhoods closest to the refinery in Commerce City, Elyria, Swansea, and Globeville, was recently identified as the most polluted in the nation. The area is also home to high percentages of Latino and low-income residents. Nusete says air pollution from Suncor contributes to serious health problems, including ozone-related asthma, especially in young children.
You know, their lungs are still developing. When we see percentages in Latino children are three times more prone to of having asthma than any other ethnic group in the United States.
At a public hearing last week, dozens of community members and environmental advocates asked state officials to update Suncor's refinery permits to make sure they're meeting national and state requirements and to evaluate the full health impacts of the proposed changes. This is Eric Gladys reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
An effort to better track drugged driving arrests in Colorado is now in effect. As Benta Berkland reports, the measure requires law enforcement to document what substances are contributing to DUIs beyond alcohol.
Right now, not every jurisdiction records information on people driving under the influence of drugs, and most DUIs get lumped together. Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont is the main sponsor of a bill to change that. If someone is mixing alcohol with other drugs, he says the state wouldn't know.
If they blow a .08, it is pretty rare that law enforcement will test for other substances. 0.08 is a per se limit. Most other drug tests are really expensive compared to a breathalyzer.
Law enforcement agencies must now look at past DUI convictions and test those samples for drugs. The goal is to report back to the legislature to better understand how marijuana, prescription drugs, and other drugs are contributing to DUIs. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado Dancers are producing a film intended for state representatives that showcases the inherent role of wild places for human sanity. From Rocky Mountain Radio Exchange member station KDNK in Carbondale, Raleigh Burley has this story.
The entireness of a wild place, left intact, is important to our strung out American souls. Even if we never do more than drive to its edge and look in, for it can be a means of reassuring ourselves of our sanity as creatures, a part of the geography of hope.
Dancer and choreographer Deborah Colley quotes from Wallace Stegner's 1960 Letter to Congress, a major inspiration for her own Letter to Congress, spoken more with movement framed in living wilderness than with words. So I'm joined by Deb Colley, and you are working on a very special personal project that you've called A Letter to Congress, A Wild Sanity.
Letter to Congress is a project that I've been wanting to do for a long time. It's an outdoor dance film that is advocating for public lands. Public lands and my experience in wild outdoor places has been a fundamental part of my life and development as a human being and citizen. This year, with the election and news of the national monuments being up for review, I felt more compelled than usual to bring this project forward. I received a commission from Dance Initiative to kind of get it off the ground and going, and then it kind of snowballed into a bigger vision, which is really and truly for it to be a letter to Congress. The film itself, it has dance and music, and it's all filmed on public lands in national forests. And I'm just hoping that this other way of delivering a message might be effective, because it sounds like it's not a priority to all of our lawmakers to keep this part of our American identity and country intact.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.